So should we just act according to our nature in serving Krishna, whatever be the mode in which the nature is? Or should we come to the mode of goodness and give away our nature? You know, I was in London, and then the devotee was going to drive me to the airport. He mentioned two prominent devotee preachers, and he said, "Are you in this devotee's party or are you in that devotee's party?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You know, this devotee, when he has to catch a flight, he goes 5 hours before, and this devotee goes 1.5 hours before." So now both of them are very dedicated devotees, but one devotee just, why make a rush of things? Just go there, be peaceful, sit there, you can do your work there. Other devotee, you can do so many things, why go there before? Just go in the last moment. So both are serving Krishna and both are doing it in their own way. Is it that one is right and another is wrong? No. It's just that's just the way people are. So I would say that sometimes when we put labels on actions, this is in goodness and this is in passion, that might itself be problematic. I met one devotee in America. He said that I don't even tell people I am a Hare Krishna. He says why? Because he says, as soon as you put follow I am by something, then people have a particular conception of the something. So Hare Krishna is like this, Hare Krishna is like that. So I am a grahastha, I am a brahmachari, I am this, I am that. Whenever we put any conceptual category on a particular thing, there are certain preconceptions are associated with that category. And some of them, those connotations may be positive, some of them may be negative. So he said that, I just tell the people that I am following a process of self-realization. I am a follower of a process of self-realization. It's a universal statement. So similarly, I would say, rather than getting into deciding, so is it that going 1.5 hours before to the airport in passion and going 6 hours before in the mode of goodness? Not like that. Every devotee has their nature and they are serving Krishna accordingly. So I would say that better, rather than categorizing things like this, that this is in passion, this is in goodness, just do that which keeps us most peaceful and most productive. Two things. We want to be as peaceful as possible while doing it, and we want to be as productive as possible. Now naturally these two don't go together. I want to be productive. If I just want to be peaceful, I may not do anything and I will be peaceful also. I want to be productive, and then for that I may lose all my peace also. But we try to find as much of a balance as possible between it. So for some people, some devotees are very much, you should never do multitasking. Just do one thing at a time. But some devotees, that their brain is so voracious that if you do one thing, you get bored. Just get bored. So, when I hear classes, there's one devotee preacher who speaks so slowly that I feel like intellectual torture. Come on, go ahead. So, the way I engage myself is, when that devotee gives a class, and that devotee speaks, he speaks one sentence, I will translate that sentence into Hindi in my mind, I'll translate that into in Marathi, I'll translate that into my own English, and by that time the devotee spoke the next sentence. Now that is just my need. Now is that in the mode of passion? Somebody just sits there and hears, they're just so happily hearing. I can't do that. Now maybe it is a mode of passion, maybe it is just my intellectual, but this is the way I am. Some devotees, when they do kirtans, they sing in such complicated tunes that the kirtan is not a participatory kirtan, it is a performatory kirtan. Everybody, what kind of tune is this? So now, but they have a need for that. They just, okay, I have musical ability, and this is how I want to express my musical ability to Krishna. So is it that somebody who sings simply is actually purely devoted, and somebody is singing musically is having more musically contaminated? Not necessary. We find out how best we can serve Krishna. And over a period of time, we ourselves will find out. Okay, and when I do this, so when I said the best balance between as being peaceful and being productive, that means if we go too much towards peace, we'll feel I'm not doing anything. But if we go too much towards productivity, we feel I'm being overwhelmed. So we have to find out how best we can serve Krishna. So best not to, when we are serving Krishna, best not to label certain things as in goodness or in passion or in ignorance. It's just that one definition of goodness could be say external cleanliness, external orderliness, external, we can have certain ideas which are associated with goodness. But actually goodness means basically the essence of goodness is that we are in harmony with ourselves. In transcendence, we are in harmony with Krishna. In goodness, we are in harmony with ourselves. So, we are in harmony with ourselves. This is what I am and this is how I can best serve Krishna. In passion, we are in disharmony with ourselves, trying to do much more than what we can do. It's like say somebody is exercising. They can lift 15 kg weight. And then they go for a workout and they lift 15 kg, 16 kg. They can do it smoothly and they improve their muscles and their body by that. But if they try to lift 25 kg, they may want to show to the world, see how much strength I have. But then they do that and after that in private, my arms are paining so much, there's so much problem after that. So then that's in the mode of passion, trying to do way too much. And mode of ignorance, again, we just underestimate what we can do or we don't train ourselves adequately. Somebody can lift 15 kg but they go and do with 5 kg. They're not going to grow any muscles by that. They're not going to, it's not a workout. It's just like a timeout then. So it's rather than stereotyping that this activity is in goodness, this is in passion, he said that which makes us in harmony with ourselves, that is in goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Technically,